Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text for this day is John chapter 1. Here again the portion that reads, Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said to him, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said, Behold an Israelite, indeed, in whom there is no deceit. You may be seated. In a jar, I saw them swim, and I was really disappointed. You know, see, I had seen one of those ads on the back of comic books, you know, the ones that spark a growing child's imagination. As a child, I wanted to see sea monkeys. Yeah, I thought it would be really cool to see those little animals with smiles on their faces, and, you know, that's what the ad portrayed. And that's what I believed. As much as I had begged my parents, I don't ever remember them ordering them for me. Well, my boys had seen the ad, and they wanted me to buy sea monkeys, and I thought, you know what? That's my chance. Now I can see what they really are like. Well, I ordered them. The package came, and I began to wonder as I looked at this little square packet. We opened it up, and it wasn't anything but powder, and we put it in the water. A while later, yep, sea monkeys. They weren't anything but brine shrimp. I felt like I had gotten taken. And now every time I see that ad, I can't see that ad without deceit. Well, in the gospel reading, Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, without deceit. You know, that's quite a compliment, especially when Jesus had to deal with those religious Pharisees, those religious leaders of Israel, like Pharisees, who were testing and tempting Jesus, trying to trip him up. Yet, how can Jesus say of Nathanael, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit? Wouldn't that be nice? Can you imagine if Jesus would pay us that compliment? You see, deceit has infected God's people almost from the beginning. Remember Eve and how she was deceived by the serpent in the tree? But the example that's brought to mind here in this text today is about Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. When Jesus said, Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and see the angels of God ascending and descending, I was reminded about the stairway or the ladder, as some translations have, that Jacob saw in a vision when he laid his head on that rock in Genesis chapter 28. Remember why he was doing that? He was running away from his twin brother Esau. He had tricked his father, Jacob had tricked his father Isaac into blessing him instead of his brother. And when his father Isaac realized it, he says to Esau, Your brother came deceitfully and has taken away your blessing. And Esau said, Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has cheated me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And Esau burned with murderous anger. Esau could no longer look at Jacob without deceit. But after his father Isaac had died, Jacob starts to return home. It had been over 14 years since he had seen his brother. And you know how it is, you know, among family members who don't speak to each other. And now you have to go to a funeral, and they probably will be there. Jacob had extreme concerns about meeting his brother Esau again. And so what does Jacob do? When he gets to the river, he first sends his two wives, his maidservants, and his 11 sons. I wonder what Esau will do with them. Then he sends his possessions. Now, while Jacob is left behind, there's a man that shows up and starts wrestling with him until daybreak. And then when Jacob's hip was wrenched, Jacob goes ahead and asks for a blessing. And the man said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Israel means struggles with God. But we should also note, as it relates to our text here, that Jacob says of that place, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been spared." To see God face to face. One can only imagine what went through Nathanael's mind when Jesus reminded him of the angels going up and down, ascending and descending from heaven, and what Jesus had said of him, "Behold, an Israelite in whom is no deceit." Nathanael is a descendant of Jacob, a deceiver whom the Lord had called Israel, one who struggles with God. In other words, behold, one who struggles with God and now sees Jesus. As you looked over 2020, you may have thought it was a difficult year. In the summer, the cities with businesses have been looted and burned. Over a week ago, our nation's capital was broken into. People judge the events differently. I've talked with people with opinions on both sides. We hear of those who use these events for their own design. How do you see the unrest and the destruction? Do you see the sin of humanity? Do you see God accomplishing His purpose? Are you able to look at the world without deceit? Does that deceit make you afraid? Because it is a blessing to see others without deceit. What do you see? Do you see a man with glasses or do you see a liar? How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as a saint or do you see a sinner? Do you see yourself as a saint who can stand before God or a sinner who is condemned by God? You see, the Pharisees, they had God's word, and when Jesus came, they saw Him upsetting their way of life. What could they do to protect themselves? Oh, yes. Ruin Jesus' reputation. Call Him a deceiver. Call Him evil names. Discredit Him. Work to get rid of Him. Yes, even kill Him and have Him executed. They could not look at Jesus without their own deceit. Nathanael also had God's word. And when Philip comes, he not only brings God's word again to Nathanael, but the confession of the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Philip goes ahead and says to Nathanael, "We have found Him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets have wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph." Oh yes, Nathanael talks about people from Nazareth. What good can come out of Nazareth? Nathanael was tempted to look at Jesus with deceit. Like Jacob, Nathanael struggled. But God had gifted Philip and now is gifting Nathanael with the eyes of faith. When Jesus saw, when Jesus says he saw Nathanael underneath the fig tree, Nathanael confesses, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel." Nathanael was able to see Jesus without deceit. Today, you and I are invited here to hear and to see Jesus. In this building, we see made of wood, two imperfect men conducting the service as your pastors, where we hear people trying to sing. Maybe you're a bit uncomfortable seeing some of the people who are here, and maybe you even wonder, why are you are here? Maybe you see people who have hurt you, or maybe you see people whom you have hurt. Or maybe you had a fight with a relative, your children, or even your spouse, and we wonder as we listen today, can anything good come from this? You see, we all have our Nazareths, the places and the situation and the people whom we think aren't good. And today, the Lord gives us the strength to see Jesus, to see without deceit. Before our physical eyes, we see the bread and the wine. We hear the words of Jesus, "This is my body, this is my blood given for you." We not only call it the Lord's Supper, but we call it a Holy Communion. For there, here, not only do heaven and earth meet, but humanity meets God. It is here where we meet God in human flesh in Jesus Christ. For He's not just a power Jesus, but a Jesus who humbles Himself humbles Himself to die as we should have. And He gives us that body and that blood. He humbles Himself that His body and blood should be put in our sin-filled mouths. For in this supper, it is the Lord's death that we proclaim. And the death He died for Nathaniel, He died for Philip, He died for you, He died for me. And before God, we stand in His righteousness, in the righteousness of Jesus. And so today I can confess with Paul, as we read in 1 Timothy chapter 2, for there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For I was appointed as a preacher, and I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in the faith and truth. Today, by His word, God has declared us to be Philip's in other people's lives. We are the ones to say, come and see. So today, God is preparing us also to meet those Philips who come into our lives when we have been questioning Nathaniel, so that we can see Jesus by faith. If we have been like Jacob meeting his brother to bury his father, struggling with God about how we can handle the situation or the person we have to deal with, remember His word of absolution, that He has indeed forgiven you. Remember His word given in baptism. There, because of Jesus, we are declared to be His saints, to be Israelites, ones who have struggled with God, but are God's chosen people. We can be confident of God working in this unknown situation. We can remember, as Paul shared with Timothy, this is good and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That includes you. That includes me. Come and see. What do you see? Jesus? I do. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
For information about our congregation, for service times and schedule, please visit our website at www.standrewlcms.org. Thank you for listening to Sermons Preached at St. Andrew Lutheran Church in West Fargo, North Dakota, a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.